Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
And I know it wasn't pretty, but don't apologize for a win in this league, guys. Don't apologize. We did what we had to do.
Winning ugly, shout out to Bubba Sparks, is a thing that has been done by the league's best team for a couple of years now with the Eagles. They win ugly, Speaks.
Yeah, they win. It's what they do.
Yes!
Jalen Hurts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Often we'll have weeks where he doesn't produce for large portions of the game in terms of gaudy numbers and an offense that moves the ball, but they find a way, don't they?
They do, and I know that it's led to some conversation about A.J. Brown and whether or not he's happy. And if you have a player that is winning football games and making all the money, because he got all the money once he got traded from Tennessee, and winning a Super Bowl, if he's not happy, that's not you. That's him. That if you can't see that, look at this thing that you're part of. I get it is not always aesthetically pleasing. The brand of football that the Eagles play. And I bring this up because of what we talked about with the Bears. That there seems to be a test of whether or not it is aesthetically pleasing when the Bears win. And I look at the Eagles and go, I kind of like them being like, we don't care.
I think a lot of their fans do. I think their fans get worried. Their fans see it and they're like, man, we're paying a lot for this offense. Like, it's a very expensive offense there in Philly with the Barkley money and the Hurts money and the A.J. Brown money. Devontae Smith get paid? I think so,
as
right?
He should.
Yeah. So, like, Lane Thomas, who got injured the other night, but they do find a way. But I wonder if their fans go through it or not. I think, look, your point is incredibly valid, especially at this time of year, man. That you just find a way and keep the record where it needs to be until hopefully you find yourself and play your best ball. Isn't that the Chiefs' way over the last couple of years too?
The Chiefs seem to be doing it in a different way where we're like, oh well, yeah, and you're right, Speaks, you're right. But I'm saying that with them, because of Mahomes, it might look a little bit more wrapped, like a better wrapped present, because Mahomes does one crazy thing a game that makes you go, oh my God, I didn't know the quarterbacks were allowed to do that type of stuff. Yeah. But at the end, it's the effectiveness. It's easier to accept when the team wins it all. And I get that. When it comes to us talking about that as it pertains to the Bears, mm-hmm. if you're sitting on a Super Bowl ring or a Super Bowl appearance, it's easier to accept, yeah, they're winning ugly, and when the time is right, they'll do what they need to do to win. I just look at the Bears and with the promise of jetpacks, and I know that plays a role too, with the promise of jetpacks with the quarterback, if the quarterback is able to engineer a win when it looked like you were going to lose, sure, I would prefer that it would be easier.
Mm-hmm.
But if at the end of it, you have the guy that's able to pull your ass out of the fire, that means something to me.
They had 183 net passing yards, did the Eagles in Green Bay. 13 first downs. They gave Saquon Barkley the ball 22 times, and he had 60 yards. 60 yards on 22 carries.
He did come up with a big catch, though.
Yes, there was a 28-yard gain that he had. But, you know, and A.J. Brown only targeted 3 times, continuing that.
But when they were trying to put the kill shot together, he was the kill shot.
And we've seen that all year, where they will go to him to be the kill shot. Hey, man, Howie Roseman said it after the deadline when asked if they thought about trading A.J. Brown. He said, he's too important to winning. That's what it's about. It's the threat and fear that having a guy like A.J. Brown can provide. It's, you know, Rome Odunze got like a little starter crash course in what it's like to be a capable wide receiver in the NFL and not get targeted at all, not get used, but have your team win. And Rome responded beautifully.
Yes.
And we're not surprised, having known about Rome what we thought we've known since he was scouted from Washington. I remember hearing some incredible things about him. I agree with you that if A.J. Brown's got a problem with it, it's on him. But the lesson to be learned here for Bears fans is, like, even the Super Bowl winner has to do what the Bears have done the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, and you have no control over your schedule. I saw it posed the idea of this morning on one of the Nationals on ESPN. They were like, are the Bears good, or was their schedule easy? And other than 3 games, the schedule that they play is the schedule that every team in the NFC North plays. Now, maybe you have gotten lucky at the times that you've played them, but you thought you got lucky at the time you played Baltimore and you lost. This league is like that. And so you should never apologize for wins. Like, never. And seeing the Bears in a position where people can dream, and you can look at the last 8 games, and for me, the number is 10. Can you find 10?
I agree.
Can you find 4?
From now, it's can you find 4?
Can you find 4 out of the next 8? That's up to you on how you feel about it. I do think that this week should be a game that we expect them to win.
We haven't turned the page yet, Lawrence. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what kind of game you're talking about. We're going to turn the page later on. We're also going to talk to Mark Grody with the latest from Hallis Hall at 5 o'clock. We do have an injury report, though. Josh Blackwell practiced in full so after the concussion, so that should help special teams. Cole Kmet, limited, practiced. Dominique Robinson, limited. So maybe he's back to help defensive line depth. DeAndre Swift.
Cole Kmet did work last week. We haven't talked about it enough, and we've talked about it. He did work last week. So if he's getting one of those, hey man, take an extra day to get yourself right days.
But at least it was limited. That extra day thing you're talking about, the Bears Wednesday tradition now.
Grady Jarrett.
8 different players.
Who got it?
Kevin Byard got rest.
Old.
Jaquan Brisker got a back. He didn't practice. Grady Jarrett, rest.
Old.
DJ Moore, shoulder.
And probably rest. Old.
Rome Odunze, ankle.
Young.
That's right. No, but the last 2 weeks he's done the Wednesday no practice thing, right? Tyreek Stevenson, shoulder. Jahdae Walker, concussion.
Don't like that.
And then TJ Edwards, again, did not practice with the hand and the hamstring. I don't like that. That's the one that's most concerning to me.
You'd love to have him back for this game. You'd love to. But if not, you can make do. I know this could be played on a loop at some point. I just don't think the kid in Minnesota is good.
McCarthy? That's who they're playing? We haven't turned the page
yet. Oh, you're right. My bad.
What about nine? Maybe your thoughts on nine during Turn the Page.
It's a different guy. Completely different guy.
Different guy.
Different mindset.
Just like Parkins and Spiegel was a different show than Spiegel and Parkins.
Very different show.
I call him Nine. Nine comes out and...
That's a guy. That's a man talking about himself, for the record.
You see the faces that he makes when he gets in the... Yeah. Those are mean faces. Feisty. After throwing for $1.30.
Scouts love that. When you show him a different face.
He has a good face. He's got a pretty girlfriend. It means he's got confidence.
He's had pretty much the same girlfriend the entire time. Like Mike Gundy said about...
pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. There were some times.
There were some time. They were on a break there for a while, and that's a long story.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.